Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Earth Day. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2015, the day America thanks Mother Earth for being here. So I guess it's a birthday for Mother Earth. We'll begin talking about Arizonans and health insurance with Dr. Francisco Garcia. He is head of the Pima County Health Department. At about 12:20, in honor of Earth Day, we have Jason Jacobs, the director of the Reed Park Zoo, joining us. Then at 12:30, Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham on the live line. There is lots to talk about with how the city of Tucson fared in this bond package proposal. Also, the proposed budget for the city of Tucson has been released, so there's no shortage of things to discuss with Councilman Cunningham at 12:30. The live line number is 790-2040. Call us anytime during the hour. Our Facebook page is my name, Bill Buckmaster. Let's go now to the live line. Dr. Francisco Garcia, the head of the Pima County Health Department. Dr. Garcia, how are you?
Hi, I'm terrific. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing very well. And good news as far as the number of uninsured, the rate of uninsured Pima County residents has really taken a big tumble. I can remember back in the 90s doing some stories about how this was per capita. Tucson was one of the most uninsured cities in the United States when it came to health insurance. Almost one out of four residents did not have any health insurance. How has that changed, Dr. Garcia?
Well, you know, it really is a remarkable fact that, you know, for a good period of time, the rate of uninsurance in this county has been in excess of 20% for a very long time, and for a variety of factors. Two things have happened in the last 3 years that I think are making a real impact. Number one, the expansion of Medicaid, the adult expansion, as it were, allows a larger percentage of individuals to come into that benefit. And so that has alleviated the issue tremendously. But then the Affordable Care Act and the federal marketplace specifically, as it's played out in southern Arizona, has also been really beneficial. So during the first year after the onset of the ACA, you know, we brought into insurance nearly 51,000 individuals on the Medicaid side in Pima County and about 17,000 individuals on the federal marketplace side in Pima County. Those are your neighbors, my neighbors, people we work with that now have insurance that didn't have it previously.
So it's down to about 10% uninsured. Is that about right?
11% or so, which is pretty darn good by all standards.
What about those people, that 11%?
Well, you know, as we start insuring more and more people, the number who are the residual uninsured become harder and harder to take care of. So who are these folks? Well, there are a variety of folks. They are folks who are living off the grid, in some cases, people who don't want any involvement with government, who don't want to be a part of any sort of organized healthcare delivery system for whatever reason, for a variety of reasons, people who are homeless, who don't have a stable domicile, who don't have a stable address, who don't have a bank account, who don't have a steady job, and folks who are here illegally. And so that combination of folks ends up representing some of the residual uninsured. Now, does that make up that full 10-11%? No, absolutely not. But that's what we're going to start to bump up against. In this most recent enrollment period, you know, just when I didn't think it could get any better, we continued to make some substantial inroads in the number of people who've gotten onto the federal marketplace. So those numbers are not yet final, but But more and more, uninsurance in the state, in Pima County in particular, is getting to be a rare thing.
Well, that is good news, and that's now in line pretty much with the latest survey I saw nationally. Nearly 9 in 10 U.S. adults now have health insurance, so we're pretty much average with the rest of the country.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about the bond program that was that will be on the ballot. There'll be 7 individual bond questions. One of them is in your area there, Dr. Garcia, public health. That is enveloped into a category of neighborhoods, affordable housing, public health, justice, and law enforcement. I have the list in front of me. It looks like there are 3 items pertaining to public health. Do you want to quickly go over those for us? One of them, I believe, is the Pima County North Clinic relocation and expansion.
Yeah, well, first of all, Bill, just to be super duper clear, you know, I, as a staff member, as an employee of Pima County, my job is not to advocate for anything for or against people voting or not. But just to be clear, the piece that has to do with the North Clinic is a relocation of our existing clinical service, which we run out of some rented office space up on Prince and First, into a new location. And the language would give us flexibility to either purchase or build something in a new location. So it's up to the voters of this community to decide whether that is something that they want to see done or not.
Okay, and also there was the Flowing Wells Family Health Center and the Pima County Office of Medical Examiner.
The Flowing Wells Center is a project of the Marana Community Health Center, and really sort of has the aim of creating a much better, a much larger primary care footprint in that neighborhood. For folks who are not familiar with that neighborhood, it is an area of town that has lots and lots of need. And Marana Community Health Center has done a very nice job in the existing facility that they have, but really are up to their gills in terms of space, and that's why the bond committee allowed that to move forward.
And the Office of Medical Examiner, that would be some expansion and remodeling. That has not had a remodel in a long time, as I recall.
You know, that's probably the one that I'm the least qualified to answer questions about, just because Medical Examiner actually falls into the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And is something that I know a lot less about.
All right. I've got about 3 minutes to go, and I've got a couple of quick questions. I saw something in the paper today that some study about autism, that there was really no connection with childhood vaccination and autism. Did you happen to see that study?
I sure did. Yeah. This is now like study number 25 or 30 that essentially says, forget about it. There is no real link. There is no plausible evidence. There is no reason to believe that children who are vaccinated are getting autism at any greater rate than anybody else's. And so I think it's important. I think parents ultimately need to make hard choices for their kids. I know I do when I take my 8-year-old and my 5-year-old to be vaccinated. That's a choice I'm exercising, and I have to have the right information in order to come up with the right action. But I believe the question's been asked and answered so many times. I think now it's about making sure that it's less about facts and more about emotion and about what's going to move folks to take the right action.
Dr. Francisco Garcia, the Pima County Health Director, is with us. What about the flu season? Are we pretty much now behind? Is that now in the rearview mirror, Dr. Garcia?
It certainly is, Bill. The flu season has come and gone. It wasn't as bad as we thought it would be, which is good. We were still hit fairly hard as a county, but we've made it through none the worse for the wear. We are starting to come up to the summer, which brings up its own set of challenges, right? As the monsoon rains, we start worrying about mosquito bites, West Nile virus, and all those things that are carried by our friendly mosquitoes.
Have we gotten a little better handle on West Nile here locally?
I think so. I think that the health department is actively engaging in developing some messaging around making sure that people don't have standing water, especially around their houses, because that's exactly where mosquitoes will breed. And if we don't provide a space for mosquitoes to breed, then we won't have that problem. But a lot of us notice that there may be a few more mosquitoes than we're used to seeing. So that's part of the reason why it's an important message to.
All right, Dr. Francisco Garcia, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your lunch hour for us today on the program. Thanks, sir.
Happy to do it.
Okay, Dr. Garcia with us on the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. It is Earth Day. We're going to visit with the director of the Reed Park Zoo and talk with him about the bond expansion, how it might impact the zoo, and what we could do this afternoon to go out and celebrate at the Reed Park Zoo. We'll be right back.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Hi, this is Bert Williams with Williams & Associates. We are Arizona's largest promotional products company. Anything you put a logo on, that's us. But this isn't about me. This is about Arizona Party Rental and the team they have that makes things happen. They have everything you would ever need for a party or any event. Tents, chairs, tables, and the expertise to advise you with what you need in a timely manner. When I think of Arizona Party Rental, I think of integrity and I think of community involvement. We've used Arizona Party Rental many times. They are on time, efficient, and are a great value. I love working with Ken and his team at Arizona Party Rental. Ken can stack BBs at a 45-degree angle with gloves on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental. Visit us online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Hi, Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is our midweek edition. It is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, Jason Jacobs, director of the Reed Park Zoo. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing great. You know, it's Earth Day every day at the Reed Park Zoo. It's part of our mission.
It is. And the Reed Park Zoo, for folks who do not know, and we always have new listeners to the program and new folks who move to the area. It's in central Tucson. Very convenient. It's within the Reed Park. It hosts over 500,000 visitors each year. It's home to a diverse collection of over 400 animals, many of which are rare or endangered, and some of them are quite elderly. In fact, over the weekend, I believe your southern white rhino, is it Ibonga?
Ibonga. She's our diva white rhinoceros at the Reed Park Zoo. She celebrated her 42nd birthday.
That is very cool. The white rhino, very endangered, right, in the wild?
All rhinos are facing challenges in the wild, but we have the southern white rhinoceros. There's another subspecies called the northern white rhinoceros, which is on the brink of an extinction. And when I mean on the brink, there are, I forgot what the total number, but there's less than 10 of these animals left on the planet. It's already so far gone that zoos will not be able to help save this animal from extinction.
It's very sad. Yeah.
At least we do have the southern white rhinos. They're the largest of all the five species of rhino, and Ibonga has, you know, some medical issues as some older people might have. She has arthritis, but she definitely has lived much longer a life than she would have in the wild, and she's a big part of our education programs. A lot of our school groups that come, they actually get to meet her and give her scratches, and I could tell you one of the great benefits of my job is being able to go and scratch a rhinoceros.
That is very cool. I was reading some online survey showed that the millennials, I believe that's the group under 30. Jason, you're like a post millennial, but millennials, they like to go to zoos. And this survey showed that going to zoos when they're on vacation, millennials, it's in their top, I think it's 5 or 6 things that they like to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bill, you got to share that survey with me.
I see so many of these surveys, and it's something that I saw on Facebook or somewhere online, but I thought of you and the outreach that you do, and things are looking up. Attendance is going up. And
we are on a gangbusters roll, I tell you what. Between our attendance going up and we added the camel rides back in November, people love the camel rides. Later this year, Bill, we're going to open up a new gibbon exhibit. This is in the latter half of 2015.
The gibbons?
The gibbon apes. They are long-armed apes, and everyone says, look at the monkeys, but they're not monkeys. They are apes from Southeast Asia, and we are going to build a wildlife carousel with 30 different animals on there, from animals that we have at the zoo, like elephant, rhino, lion, and tiger, to animals that we don't have, like the gorilla, the penguin, the seal, a dolphin, right here in Tucson. And we extensively surveyed our visitors, and they said that they wanted it. This is something that's been done at other zoos, and we just have a lot going on. There's a lot going on behind the scenes also.
And a lot of activities for the summer coming up for the kids that are out of school.
We do. We have on Friday nights in the summer, summer safari nights, every Friday night from May 22nd through July 10th. And for those millennials, because this is the next event, you got to be 21 years or older to attend this event.
Okay.
Millennials and over.
Mm-hmm.
Brew at the Zoo for the third year,
Ooh.
June 20th, where we have microbrews all around the zoo. It's a great event. People could come in, see some animals, try some beer. The zoo director doesn't drink beer, so I'm there talking to people about animals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
maybe
a great,
maybe they'll have some wine
event.
For you or something. Or
well, they usually have some water or tea. That's about
apple,
as much I can handle.
Apple juice or something.
Yeah, apple juice, like a little kid. Here's the juice table, Jason.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of expansion, on the bond issue, and I know you cannot comment one way or another. You cannot advocate. You are a City of Tucson
I'm
employee.
A civil servant.
You are a civil servant. There is an $8 million item that will be under the museums and tourism of the seven bond questions, and it will pertain to the Reed Park Zoo African expansion phase two. Okay, you're not going to advocate one way or another, but what is this expansion?
So it will be a fantastic habitat for animals of Africa, and what we're looking at being the flagship animal are pygmy hippos, which are adorable. They're pygmy, but they're still big. They're over 600 pounds. We're looking at a crocodile species and moving our otters to a new exhibit. And the crocodile, otter, hippo would all be in filtered water exhibits where you would be able to see them swimming underwater.
Uh-huh.
We would also look at adding animals like meerkats. There would be a safari lodge, which would set the stage for your African journey. And you'd be able to sit out on this lodge and watch all the animals. We could have programs, and really who is leading the effort on this is the Reed Park Zoological Society, our nonprofit support organization, and they would be some great people for you to talk to in the future.
Well, we will definitely do that. So they're the nonprofit arm of the zoo?
Of the zoo. The zoo is owned and operated by the City of Tucson, and it truly is a partnership where we have a nonprofit support organization. When I have all these crazy ideas like building an African lodge, it's not just my idea. It was a team effort, and bringing pygmy hippos and a carousel, and you know they're there to support us and help the zoo, and they do a lot behind the scenes. I mean, in terms of if an animal needs something, if we need to fly a medical specialist here, you know, we can rely on them, and they're great partners. The zoo would not be as amazing as it is today if we did not have the assistance of the Reed Park Zoological Society.
How is the baby elephant doing?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, she was 245 pounds when she was born August 20th, and she is over 775 pounds as
Whoa.
Of today.
So her birthday is when?
Her birthday was August 20th, 2014.
Okay. That is so cool. Her birthday, I believe, pretty much coincides with the City of Tucson.
It is that day. That is that day.
It is that day, yeah.
And we heard that from a lot of people.
City of Tucson's birthday. And I don't want to say founding because the city, it was Tucson. The people have lived in this area for several thousand years. But the actual kind of founding of the Presidio goes back to August 20th, 1775. So what a day for the baby elephant.
August 20th, 2014, the age of Nandi.
Yeah.
And it really is so much. We have people from all over the country that email us that tell us that they watch her on the webcams. We have people who come to the zoo on a weekly basis to see her. Everybody loves our elephants. You know, it's a great habitat, great experience for our visitors. And there's other animals at the zoo. We just got some new black and white ruffed lemurs, which are really great.
Oh, yeah, I've got a picture right now up on your reedparkzoo.org. You've got Meet the Animals. That's a neat-looking animal, black and white. That's a lemur?
That's a lemur.
There's there's dozens of species of lemurs
many
from
species.
Island of Madagascar.
They're all found on the island of Madagascar. They're actually primates. They're very primitive primates. They're called prosimians, and there you can see the gibbon.
Mm-hmm.
And the gibbons are really fun. You know, they have very long arms. They use an arm-over-arm locomotion movement called brachiation, like you would use if you were on the monkey bars, except they're much better at it than any human.
Mm-hmm. Flamingos?
We do have flamingos. In fact, we had some chicks hatch out this past year. We have Chilean flamingos.
Wow.
So there's a bunch of great animals waiting to be discovered at the zoo, and we have all these education programs where you can not just visit the zoo, but if you book ahead of time, you could sign up for a program to have a tour. And I really pride. I know the whole zoo staff prides it. We have an amazing staff that we want to be the best half day's worth of entertainment and education.
Crazy question for you. I know you have medical facilities with vets and all that, but here's one for you. Is there such a thing as a zoo psychologist for the animals?
Well, you know, sometimes there are specialists who come in and look at those things. We can't obviously communicate with them the traditional way.
But are they happy?
Talking.
Are the animals happy?
Well, there's different ways you can, you know, ascertain if animals are happy. Happy is an anthropomorphic term.
Yes.
Some people look at our tiger and say, oh, he's lonely. Uh-huh. Well, tigers are solitary in the wild. They don't necessarily want to be with another animal. But we can look at their activity level, their interest when the keeper interacts with them, and we can do things to occupy their time. You know, with the case of a tiger in the wild doesn't get a plate full of meat. So in the zoo, sometimes we use something called behavioral enrichment. We'll make a piñata of a deer and stuff the meat in there. And the tiger's got to tear that piñata apart to get to that meat, just like it would be doing in the wild. Mm-hmm. So we do those with a lot of different animals at the zoo.
How about factors with the heat now coming up?
Well, you know, a lot of people think about it, and I can tell you that as long as you have shade and you have water, the animals do just fine. I've seen tigers and lions in the wild in temperatures that are just as scorching as Tucson during the middle of the summer. So
tigers in India, my goodness, the temperature goes up to 120 degrees.
Oh, it was, I remember I was
before the monsoon comes, the monsoon turnaround. It is hot, it is dusty, and it's not pleasant.
I was there a few years ago during their winter time, and it was in the 90s, and I saw a wild tiger. But you know, Bill, when I've gone to Africa or Asia to see these animals in the wild, when I come back, it always makes me so fortunate that we have zoos, because not everyone will have that opportunity.
Yep.
And it's a great opportunity for people to get exposed to something that they otherwise would never, ever see. They not only get exposed to it, they see it, they learn about it, and hopefully they care about it. And that's what our mission is.
All right. ReedParkZoo.org. Great information there about all the activities that are coming up. Jason Jacobs, always a great guest. We enjoy him on the program very much. We'll have him back very soon when we get the summer going. Bring him back again. Director of the Reed Park Zoo. Jason, thank you very much. And happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you. It's always a pleasure to be on. And we got to get you doing your show from the zoo one day. That would be a lot of fun.
Very cool if we can work something out like that. I would like that very much. We'll talk about that. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
All right. Buckmaster continues. We're going to talk politics, more about the bonds with Paul Cunningham, Tucson City Council member, Ward 2, right after this.
It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for your stuff. Goodwill is accepting donations of clothes, electronics, and household items. The revenues from your gently used items will fund job training and community-based services to people here in Southern Arizona. So while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring, you'll be helping someone else nearby do the same. More information is available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
I can't believe we just saved $75,000 on our new dream home site. We discovered Rancho Soldados, the new custom home gated community with spectacular home sites located on Old Soldiers Trail. They are offering only 12 $75,000 discount lots, and we got one. Only six more are left. You have to see the custom homes already completed in Rancho Soldados to envision what's possible for your dream home.
On Tanque Verde, East Old Soldiers Trail, 207-4188, represented by Long Realty.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
honey. Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster, coming up Thursday at noon on Buckmaster, a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Also, we'll talk with the Senate President in Arizona, Andy Biggs. Buckmaster, noon to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and anywhere in the world, live streaming podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. It's Earth Day, April 22nd at 12:36 in the afternoon. Let's go now to the live line, Ward 2, City of Tucson Council Member, Democrat Paul Cunningham. Council Member, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show. We've been kind of going over the bond package. There will be 7 bond questions. The City of Tucson has some items that are enveloped into the under the category of parks and recreation. And I realize you cannot advocate as a city employee one way or another, but you can tell us about what you think about the bond proposals as a private citizen. What do you think?
Well, as a private citizen, I think that the bond proposals are an improvement to our quality of life. There are several different capital needs around the city that anybody can see when it comes to parks and when it comes to amenities that have needed updating or upgrading for a long time. I hope that the bond package is as responsible as they can do it when we consider that we definitely need some work on the roads. We have some benefits to how we're going to do the some of the memorializing and some of the other things that are long overdue with downtown, and then of course the parks. So there's 3 or 4 things on the parks that are specific to Ward 2 that I'd like to see happen. And then as a result, I think altogether, holistically, it's a good package. I'm glad that the Board of Supervisors supported it.
Well, let me ask you this. With 7 separate questions, there's one question that deals specifically with roads. And do you think this is a better way of going, breaking it down, or having, rather than just like an 800 and whatever it is, $15 million one question, you like the idea of breaking it all down?
No, I'd rather it be one question, but that's just me.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a little bit of political gamesmanship and strategic planning with regard to what's going to pass, what isn't going to pass. You know, when you break it down 7 ways, you don't know which is going to pass, which isn't. I think that if you put it all in one question, at least everybody is forced to team up and say, hey, this is a community decision. Are we all going to invest in our community together or not? And I think that's a better question than, well, you can pick this one and not this one, and you can pick this one. Now we're basically offering a cafeteria plan for the bond, which means that people can go and vote no on any of them and yes on any of them. And what you may end up with, seven no's down the line. I don't think that's necessarily a good reason to do it. And I don't know if that was the way to go, but that's my opinion. I'm sure there's a political strategist and operative who has run a bond in some county that we've never heard of and was successful, who thinks that I'm completely wrong. And that's what I've learned about politics, is that everybody's got a different opinion. And in the end, nobody really knows exactly what the best way to go is. But in my opinion, they should have said, hey, this is the package, for better or for worse. It has some stuff you may like, has some stuff you won't like, but this is bottom line, the county coming together and making an investment in our community, and I thought that would have been a better way to go.
Paul Cunningham is with us, 790-2040, for questions and comments for the Tucson City Councilman, who will be standing for re-election for another four-year term, and he will have competition. There is a Republican candidate. There are in the three wards, there will be a Republican candidate in each of the wards going against the incumbent Democrat. You know, Paul Cunningham, what the Republicans are going to throw at you, don't you?
To some degree. I mean, I assume they would.
Well, you know they're going to say that, are you better off now? Or, well, look at the way the city just doesn't look good. The roads are bad. You know what they're going to say.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about governance, let's talk about the 400 lane miles of roads we paved, the 12,000 potholes we filled. You're finally seeing streets getting redone. Now we have people calling and complaining about the construction. But the bottom line is that when the roads had dilapidated to the point that there was nothing more we could take, we acted. We put 409 on the ballot. I went out and advocated it to get it passed. And now what you see in Ward 2, every thoroughfare in some stretch has been touched. Hopefully by 2017, which is, you know, not as far away as you think, every single arterial in Ward 2 will have been either repaved, mill and overlaid, or completely redone, specifically the section from Houghton to Camino Seco on Broadway, which is probably the worst section and most used section of road I have in Ward 2. But I'm telling you, I drive the roads of Ward 2 about once a month. I try to drive every arterial. I've got about 4 or 5 square miles of neighbors of residential streets I'd like to see redone. And I think we can get there by 2017. The question is whether or not we'll be able to put some type of dedicated funding source to continue to maintain those roads. But at the same, if you want to talk about roads, that street maintenance has been done. If you want to talk about employment numbers, February of 2015 was the second best February ever in number of people employed in Pima County, in our metropolitan area.
Okay.
If you want to talk about the economic downturn, I mean, there were so many people who were disappointed in Rio Nuevo and what a disaster it was, and I don't blame them. But that ship got righted too. Rio Nuevo is running in the black. We settled all the issues. And we've seen almost, you know, $400-500 million invested into downtown. A lot of people said we'd never finish the streetcar. We acted. We said, look, let's set aside our differences. Let's put staff to work and say, you got to get this thing done. We want to see some performance measures. We want to see some quotas. We want to get it done and get it moving. And now it's performing above any of the passenger projections that it had. So, you know, and look, Ward 2, my east side ward did not benefit from the streetcar. It wasn't like I was running around leading the parade. But the bottom line is that we've got to do it right. And we got to make responsible decisions. And if you want to look at Tucson on what's happened in the past 4 years, I'm very proud. You see our commercial occupancy rate. You see a lot less storefronts that say vacancy. We've seen these things happen. And so I'm not saying that we're perfect, and nobody is, but I can tell you that we have a pretty good council right now, and everybody's trying to make good decisions holistically, and everybody's trying to keep Tucson as best we can. I think the mayor's done a good job with his leadership, and You know, I'm proud to say I was part of this council, for better or for worse, because I think in this last 4 years, we've done a pretty good job.
Let's see if we can squeeze one of the two calls that are holding in before the break. Steve is up first. He's confused about the bonds. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello. And can you just straighten me out a little bit? Are we going to be able to vote on the streets by itself and then the other bonds, each one an individual, so there's not one package to where we're forced to vote?
Yeah.
There's seven different questions, I believe.
Yeah, there are seven, Steve, and one of them is just for the roads.
Awesome. Okay, I was confused.
Right.
Ed straightened me out, and you even straightened me out even more. I appreciate it.
Okay, and I have that right in front of me. The road repairs are $160 million of the $815 million package. Ingrid is up. Ingrid, then we're going to take our break. Go ahead, Ingrid. Hey, Ingrid.
Hello. Could you review one more time what the format of the bond is? Because there seems to be some confusion.
Okay. Very quickly, Ingrid, there are seven bond questions. One of them, as I just said, was the road repairs, museums and tourism, libraries and community facilities, parks and recreation. Let's see, there's more here, neighborhoods, affordable housing, health, justice and law enforcement, and job growth, education, and workforce training. So there are seven bond issues that people can, as Councilman Cunningham said, it is a cafeteria approach to the bond situation.
That is what people will be voting on,
yes,
individual issues.
They will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ingrid. Councilman, stick around. We need to take a break right here, and then we'll be back, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks.
Don't let the bees put a sting into your day. Call the professionals at Five Star Pest Control. We have options for you. We can either send them to bee heaven, or we can remove the bees with their special equipment. Bee stings are the number one killer of humans. Call us and don't get stung. 886-0045, five-star-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Water, our most precious resource. Without it, living here in Tucson and the rest of the desert Southwest would not be possible. Where does our water come from? How can we use it more sustainably? At the University of Arizona Biosphere 2, we study the interplay of rain, climate, and landscape. Dive into the ways we use water this April for Earth Month activities at Biosphere 2 and find us online at biosphere2.org. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. There is so much going on over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, including the Silver City Blues and Bike Festival. Taj Mahal headlining the 20th year celebration of this free Silver City event. Folks, it would be really worth your while, Memorial Day weekend, to drive over and check that out. Again, it's a free event. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City. Basically, take a left at Lordsburg off I-10, head up north to Silver City, and you can stay at great places like Bear Creek Cabins and Casitas de Gila guest houses. There's a ton of things to do and places to stay. Check it all out at southwestnewmexico.org. We have on our Buckmaster Show live line Ward 2 Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. Councilman, the recommended $1.4 billion city budget, what are some of your thoughts on that budget proposal?
There's a few things I'd like to close. There's a few issues on the budget that kind of jumped out at me. I'm very concerned about the reliance on the sales tax projections considering the annexation. I'm also taking a look. I don't like the way the transit's being presented. I mean, I want to see what the SunTrans investment subsidy numbers are from the last 5 years so we can get a much better comparative idea of what we're doing there. I also want to take a look at some of the land sales to make sure we're going to be able to meet it. I don't like the way that we're using some of our fund balance. This is just off the top of my head. Some of the fund balance to finish the budget this year, but then we're expecting a $17.2 million influx of general fund money. So it's really all about the general fund. I will say this. My first year on the council, we were looking at about $415 million in the general. We were measuring that up to about $480 million in expenses. We were talking about a $79 million deficit, which we closed, balanced, did it without laying off cops, did it without closing fire stations. This year, we're coming in, you know, within $1 million, $2 million of what we originally thought we were going to come in at. We went a little over budget on a couple things for the year, but I like how fiscal year 2015 finished up. I think the package that they've got for 2016, it kind of meets all the same levels. There's not going to be huge controversy on it as we move forward. But, you know, there's a few things tweaks we can make here and there. I'd also be interested. They didn't have a separate line for golf this year. They put it within a holistic sports budget in the budget book. I kind of want to see how that breaks down.
Are you concerned about morale issues that we're hearing about in the police department and losing officers to other departments for higher pay?
I'm very concerned. As a matter of fact, I had this discussion with some of the police officer reps yesterday. You know, Tucson needs to be the place that police officers from around the state want to come to. And we need to get that attitude back. And you know, we've got to figure out ways we can make our police happier. I think a lot of this is going to stem from just making our pay schedule the same. We've got this very, very complex 15-layered different way we do extra pay and off-duty pay and special assignment pay and overtime pay. And we've got all this stuff. And in other jurisdictions, they don't have all that stuff. They just have a higher base salary. And I think you know, if we look at it, we'll probably save money, or even at least we'll just have a better idea of what we're going to spend every year if we quit fiddling around with the 15 different extra things and just say, this is your base pay and these are your expectations. And, you know, this is, I think, we got to this point over 30 years of evolving things and all that stuff, but something's got to give. And so the transition will be difficult. And also, when we do that transition, if we ever get to that point, we have to be able to say, leave the option open for police officers with more than, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15 years in, that, you know, they can stay at the old system, because our system's set up where the more seniority you have, the longer you stay with our department, the better the payoffs. So our younger officers are less enticed to come to our department, because you don't start off as much and you got to wait your turn. And I'm not sure that what's going to end up happening is that if you got young people who are out there who want to be police officers, they're going to be looking at other jurisdictions and the starting pay and going, well, why would I go to Tucson? So that's what I'm worried about. Something's got to give there. But again, it's going to be a process. It's going to be collaborative. But I think we can come up with some type of pay scale and pay schedule that maximizes our opportunity to recruit high-quality police officers, and as well as puts up at least some more certainty in the financial future of public safety.
What are kids going to do this summer? Will there be any swimming pools open for them to hang out?
Yeah, we're opening, I think, 19 pools this summer, and I hope you've heard about the Summer Youth Go Pass.
Go ahead, tell me about it.
The Summer Youth Go Pass is set up for all middle school and high school kids. It's $45 total. And from the Friday before Memorial Day till, I think, August 1st, you get unlimited bus rides. You can get on the bus. You can take the transit anywhere in town. And you can get admission to any pool in town, any city pool. So I think it's a good deal. Retail, that type of cost retail would be somewhere $100, $125. And I think it's a great thing for the city. What do you do when you grow up in Tucson in the summer? Well, when I was a kid, I went swimming. I went to the movies because you can cool down and get out of the sun for a little bit. Then you go swimming so you can cool down a little bit more. You can't necessarily walk everywhere because it's so hot. So sometimes you want to be able to take the bus. So that's the idea behind it.
And hopefully you won't be into putting graffiti up. Will there be any money in this budget to continue the graffiti removal?
$880,000. We're actually upping the amount, I believe, for GPC.
Is the city looking better to you?
In my opinion, yes. I think that you don't notice when things are improved. You notice when things are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is nobody's calling up and saying, well, there's one guy who does call me up, and I appreciate him very much, but nobody really calls up and says, hey, thanks for the road. I got to work today without hitting a pothole. Thanks a lot. Nobody calls and does that. But what I have noticed is that the calls about potholes have gone down quite a bit.
So the trash, you see a lot of litter still around on the roadways, don't you?
Well, I mean, we've got several different organizations that clean up the side of the roads. We also have the neighborhood cleanup programs. It's hard to gauge whether or not the litter is less visible, more visible. I mean, there's no actual study. What I can say is anecdotally, I've learned that if you really want litter and roadways to not be trashed, especially in arterials, you have to have businesses occupied. I mean, your commercial occupancy rate will be a direct correlation to how the streetscapes look, mainly because those individuals and businesses in those areas are keeping an eye out. And so that's kind of the corollary to whether or not the city can continue to look good, is whether that commercial occupancy rate is up or down.
All right, we're going to have to roll here and wrap it up. Councilman, thanks a lot. Let you get back to your work at school. Thank you so much.
hey, let's make Tucson awesome because we live in the best city ever. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Paul Cunningham with us on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, I want to thank Mike Emery. He's a terrific mechanic, and he hires terrific mechanics for his team at Perfection Auto Works. And I appreciate very much Mike's support of this program and some of the other local talk shows that we do here at KVOI. Mike's a real local guy. He believes in localism, and he believes in really great work done on your foreign and domestic automobile. Midtown location, one block south of Speedway, 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. Ask him about the free 26-point inspection. You're not going to find that at all your automobile mechanics. He really will take care of you. We're coming up this afternoon, it's 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. That show is produced by Ray Allen. Ray does a terrific job. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe. Ed Alexander is not going to be here tomorrow. He'll be on vacation. However, Chris and Joe will be here, and the Chris DeSimone Daily Double will be on from 8 to 9, and then I'll be here. I think Harry will be engineering my show tomorrow, 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.